Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call, 405-286-7703.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
Well, today we had an eventful cattle futures trading session. Things were all over the board. The February lives finished $1.60 lower at 136.32. April live cattle down 202 at 140.07. The June's down $1.72 at 135.57. August down $1.32 at 135.25. And feeder cattle $1.80 lower in January at 158.47. The March is down 205 at 161.25. March's low went all the way down to 168.22, just about $5 lower. The gap lower this morning and left that gap above the market to go back and fill. But we've had over a $10 sell-off since the first of the year, so quite a ride for the cattle futures. Of course, on Friday we had a cattle on feed report, which was considered bearish. On feed was 101%. The big bearish part of it was the placements. They were 106%. They were looking for about 103%. And then marketed were 100%. So a big place number, and then combine that with what the equities in the stock market did today. They were sharply lower. The Dow's come back since then, but at one point the Dow Jones is down over 1,000 points. So negative on feed, followed by negative stock market. So overall, the market just sold off, I think, considering all that information.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us. Give us a call or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Today's grain futures pretty eventful here. We had wheat really, really strong. July Kansas City closed at 820 even, up 21.5 cents. That was July Kansas City wheat. That's not the high. Back in December, it went to 855. Back in November, July wheat went to 870. But we're working back toward those previous highs, so really good momentum there. Chicago wheat was up 16 to 20 as well. Minneapolis up 10 to 12. The beans were down anywhere from 9 to 13 cents. The March down 11 and a quarter at 14.03. At one point today, the beans were down about 30 cents. Corn also rallied back 1 to 4 cents higher with March up 4 and 3 quarters at 6.21. The maize up 3.5 here at 6.17.5. Really the big news this week is what's going on with the Federal Reserve. The FOMC meeting meets the next 2 days and probably will offer some sort of guidance on interest rate moves going forward. So the interest rate, that's a big deal. The other is the what's going on with the Russian and Ukrainian tension there and what that impact will have on the world wheat. About 30% of the world exports go through those two countries. So it is a major player in the world market for wheat. So I imagine that has a part of today's rally as well.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you and not of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.